Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Don't forget, we'll be joined by Mike Rizzo coming up at 9 o'clock. Mm-hmm. I just saw Magic Johnson's reaction on Twitter to the Thibodeau firing. And his Twitter is the gift that just keeps on giving. Oh. I'm just going to read it word for word.
I love him.
This is from Irvin Magic Johnson.
I truly do love him.
Do you want his talk show to come back?
Man, that was gold. That was radio gold.
So it starts, wow, all caps.
Right.
I can't believe the New York Knicks coach Tom Thibodeau was fired today after leading the Knicks to the Eastern Conference Finals. Head blown emoji.
Right.
The biggest question is, why was he fired? Now, who will be the next coach of the Knicks? That's got 5.2K likes.
It just
it's magic.
It's magic.
He's the king of the obvious.
He could have just said, how you guys doing today? That's it. And it would have had all those likes.
Yeah.
Well, I don't know. He's mastered stating the obvious in a way that's just brilliant.
And I love Magic. We met him, what was it, 20 years ago at HFS?
Twice.
He couldn't have been nicer.
Once at HFS, once here. We had him here too. We had him twice in studio.
I forgot that we had him here, but I just remember meeting him at HFS.
Not in here, it was at Fairfax.
Okay.
He came in at Fairfax.
World's nicest guy.
Nicest guy, lights up a room.
Glad he's making millions upon millions upon millions of all of his post NBA businesses.
I mean, I don't know, but he just appears to have a great heart. Just a good freaking person.
Yeah.
And maybe he wasn't always that way, but he certainly appears to be that way to me.
Love me some Magic Johnson.
Love me some Magic Johnson. You know, and his Twitter account is amazing.
Part of the Commanders ownership group. It's still weird that he's one of the minority owners of the Commanders, but it's great.
His Twitter feed, though, is genius.
Never fails to deliver.
Yeah.
It always gives you something good.
All right. Do you want me to tell you what's going on in the world of Hollywood and entertainment since we're trying to track down John Shambi? We think there could be a time zone issue.
I think because he is not in town calling the Cubs-Nats game, so he's probably in Chicago.
Okay.
I don't know that for a fact, but I assume. And it's 7:29 in Chicago.
All right.
And maybe he was thinking 8:20, but he's not that dumb. I mean, I maybe forgot or he overslept. Anyway, we're going to try and book him for later in the show.
All right, this story is just incredible to me. You know, Mr. Beast, who just passed not 100 million, not 200 million, not 300 million, 400 million subscribers on YouTube. I think someone did the math.
That's insane.
I think it's like 4%. Of the Earth's population,
I mean, what's
subscribes to Mr. Beast?
I mean, that's more than the current U.S. population, isn't it? Isn't the U.S. population like
350 or
325 to 350 somewhere in that territory?
I could be wrong, but I thought I saw someone say it's like 4% of the world's population.
Well, what's crazy to me is, and I don't know the exact number, I'm going to make it up, but
You can start making money on YouTube if you have like 5,000 subscribers.
That's right, exactly. They say he's worth an estimated $1 billion, and I know I've seen him be interviewed a million times because I'm always fascinated by these nerds that are just making me feel like a loser. That, you know, he reinvests all his money and he just keeps doing all the bigger and bigger and bigger and better things.
Yeah.
Bigger and bigger, more expensive production. So I kind of get it. But how could you say you're so cash strapped that you had to ask your mom for money to pay for his upcoming wedding?
Well, that's what happens when you build an exact replica of Squid Game and it costs you $5 million.
He's allegedly worth $1 billion. And if you have 400 million subscribers, you probably should be worth $1 billion.
Probably should.
With the amount of
maybe his spending.
I just don't understand.
Couldn't he just post a video of him like brushing his teeth and go make some money? That would go pay for your wedding.
Yeah, right. I don't understand. I mean, and I know a lot of net worth is based on, like, even Elon Musk and these guys, they don't have all this cash. It's just all leverage.
It's their equity.
It's leverage and everything and equity and all that. It's just wild. But the idea that he has 400 million subscribers and that he had to borrow money from his mom to pay for his upcoming wedding is just wacky.
That is kind of wacky. Who's the upcoming Mrs. Beast? Do we know anything about his bride?
I know nothing. Yeah, I wonder. Because he's like about a six, right?
Average. Hi, mommy.
So
hi,
six.
Mommy. Hi, mommy.
Say an average dude's about a six.
I would say an average dude is a five if you go
okay.
Like that.
All right. So he's about a five.
I did see him tweet that the reason why he doesn't have money is because he's spending $250 million on his content this year.
Right. Well, that's what I'm saying. He's reinvesting in the content. I understand.
Quarter
of a billion.
Yeah.
Wow.
His fiance is Thea Boysen.
Yeah, she's definitely better looking than him. I'm seeing a picture.
Soon to be Thea Beast.
Yeah, I don't
she's
know.
From South Africa. He met her in 2022, I guess she's also a YouTuber.
I know if you're a woman, you don't want to be called Mrs. Beast.
You're probably right.
Probably not.
It's probably a good point. What's his real name? Does anybody know?
Jimmy Donaldson.
Jimmy Donaldson.
You threw that back at me like most people know Mr. Beast's real name.
I'd say 300 million of his 400 million subscribers know his real name.
Really?
Right. Well, that's why I'm not one of them.
With his whole enterprise, does he do like his own weekly podcast? Is that part of his deal or no? Does he host one?
I don't think
he does.
I know he's in the chocolate business.
Is he still into like the hamburger business?
Hold on, at one point I knew the name of his chocolate business, but I can't remember it right now.
I think it's Feastables?
Feasties?
Something like that.
It's Feastables. Feastables, okay. Yeah.
Shouldn't it be Beastables?
It should be Beastables. That's a big miss right there. You're right.
Wasn't he doing like a hamburger chain or something too?
Yeah.
Did that
Ghost Kitchen.
Did that flame out?
I don't know.
Hamburger.
No idea.
Because I think people have speculated like, you know, years ago that these guys, like even the Paul brothers, mm-hmm. you know, with their prime drink and everything, and they're just going to take over everything because they just have so many followers.
I'm attending a meeting with a burger chain next week.
Jelly.
Oh, really?
You want to say which one?
I mean, I don't know. I mean, we...
As a potential advertiser?
Who knows where it's going to go from there.
Yeah? Is it one?
Let's just say, like, if you... Let's say you smoked a bunch of cigarettes. What would you have? Like, you'd have a bad...
Cough?
A bad breath?
You'd have a bad...
I know. I send the audio to somebody.
You'd have a bad habit.
Oh.
Smoking is a bad habit. You're not tracking with me. Maybe you weren't here.
There's a place with that word.
Terrible analogy.
There's a place with habit in it.
Yes. And then it adds burger right after it.
Yeah. There might be a meeting.
If you're a nun, you're
HB.
You're in a habit. I thought that
hamburger
was a good
habit. I mean, I've never heard of it.
It's called a habit burger.
Never heard of it.
It's great. In Rockville Pike.
That was a bad analogy, Drive. I didn't think so.
Well, I'm just saying if you want to hype up Habit Burger and you're talking about coffee or
Understood. Smoking
or whatever.
But he didn't know what he was supposed to say.
Smoking to a burger.
He didn't know if he was supposed to come up with
a better habit. Than
you think Cakes doesn't have cigs on the brain after yesterday?
Are you really thinking about taking it back up?
No. It did hit my dopamine spot big time because I hadn't had one in literally, I think the last cigarette I smoked was with Rom at the Borgata. When's the last time we were at the Borgata doing an event?
I don't know.
It's been a long time.
Been too long.
10 years ago.
It's 10 years.
Hey, Mr.
Zin got me. The Zin got me on the road to smoking a cigarette. I blame Mike Marr.
Does Mr. He's an Beast, enabler. Does he do like a Dude Perfect bit? I'm seeing in his videos. I've never ever checked out his page, but he's got beat Neymar. He's got people trying to compete with Aaron Judge in home runs, shooting contests with Steph Curry.
I've never seen any of that stuff.
I've never been in all
I'm not kind of intrigued, like, if he helps 100 people, you know, see or something. You know, he pays for their, I don't know, cataract surgery or whatever. I don't know what the hell he's doing. But when he does stuff like that, I'm kind of intrigued. And I guess maybe the outrageous, like, Squid Games remake is interesting.
It's got another one. Would you risk drowning for $500,000?
No. Oh, hold on. Now I'm intrigued. Like,
because
what
he can't let you drown.
What sort of risk? Like, what are we talking about here?
He chained a massive rock to a random guy.
Right. And then what do you have to do?
And the rock has a chain.
Yeah.
And then it's going to pull him to the bottom of the ocean.
Definitely going to the bottom.
Well, hold on.
And how does he escape?
He can't kill a person.
How does he escape?
I mean, it's just the dumbest thing ever. He's not going to risk going to jail.
Would I risk drowning for half a milli? Throw me in the pool with a big rock and I just
No, of course not.
To the bottom?
No.
Do I have to be Harry Houdini?
Unless I had a million like Navy SEALs.
Do I have to be Harry Houdini and get out myself? Like, I can't do that.
Well, maybe they give him a certain time.
He can't let you die. He has to save you. So maybe it's worth doing, but...
He has safety divers down there.
I mean,
so maybe they have a time limit.
He just can't let you die. Then he's a murderer.
I mean, I can't. I can't swim from one end of the pool to the other without taking one breath. So I would not last, doing it for
500 lives.
That's very long.
Right.
Brutal.
All right. Were you guys, any of you guys, big King of the Hill guys?
Never.
Not really.
Okay. So
I was much more a Beavis and Butthead guy. Same creator.
One of their voice actors, and I don't even know if this character was a big character on the show, because I don't think I ever watched it. John Redcorn.
Well, it's animated. I know you've never watched it.
Jonathan Joss, who voiced John Redcorn, he was shot by his neighbor.
I saw that.
In Texas, San Antonio. Yeah, I saw that.
I don't know what the hell. He had a dispute with his neighbor and opened fire on him and killed him. They did charged him with murder.
Well, I mean, he did murder the guy. Sounds terrible.
He apparently also did some work on Parks and Recreation, Ray Donovan, and Tulsa King. Hmm.
Tulsa King was Sly Stallone.
Yeah. Let me see. Diddy trial recap still going on. Hotel security guard says Combs paid $100,000 for the video of the Cassie Ventura assault. Trying to get that thing off the streets.
That was money poorly spent because everybody saw the video.
Right.
I still don't understand why they're letting in all this evidence when the case is about sex slaves, essentially, and... Racketeering. Yeah. What does his domestic violence have anything to do with it?
I don't know. Character.
Pattern of behavior. That's not
so
the
you don't
case,
have to though. Say. You don't have to say. Okay, I'm not convicting him of that, but this is a guy's capable of that. Maybe he's capable of this.
Okay, but if there's a drunk driving case,
yeah,
and you're saying you're innocent from drunk driving, and then they try and throw in 100 things about, yeah, he's just a bad guy. He left a bad tip here. It's irrelevant.
I don't know.
Well, they clearly think it is relevant.
Isn't it? Is it? I don't know. You're the lawyer. Is it character
relevant?
Not
towards the elements of the case? I don't know enough about that case, but it seems to me they're throwing in way too much stuff. Some judges would probably keep it out.
Yeah. Well, certainly some judges would.
I get it. The prosecution... is always going to want to portray somebody as a bad guy, right? But if you were charged for murder and you didn't murder somebody, the case is about murder, not whether you did X, Y, and Z earlier in your
life.
Listen,
I know nothing. I only watch it on TV. Don't you have like foundational evidence, like or testimony?
If somehow it's connected to these crimes, which he's being prosecuted for, then maybe it makes sense. But to me, just as an observer, mostly from the entertainment page, it seems like a lot
of side
stuff's coming in for a racketeering case.
Ray J, who's been involved somehow, his name comes up. I know, I hit it.
Right.
Ray J, whose name is always involved in all of these cases. He's kind of like involved in everything. He did. I don't know if you guys have seen interviews with Suge Knight from prison. Like I've seen a few.
Not.
Like on that. What's that guy?
Is he still in prison? I'm assuming. I don't know.
What's that guy that's very popular? The minority owner of the Yankees, David Bett or whatever. Whatever his name is.
Oh, Patrick Bett David.
Patrick Bett David. Yeah, yeah, that guy. He did an interview with Suge, and others have done interviews with Suge, and they've asked him about the Diddy thing. And he always laughs and said, everybody, and 50 does the same thing. It says that, like, they always knew that, like, Diddy was wild sexually, and that he liked, you know, liked to maybe do things with other guys. Ray J said Suge Knight was known for liking to do things with other guys.
Really?
Ready to level up? Chumba Casino is your playbook to fun. It's free to play with no purchase necessary. Enjoy hundreds of casino-style games like bingo, slots, and solitaire anytime, anywhere with fresh releases every week. Whether you're at home or on the go, let Chumba Casino bring the excitement to you. Plus, get free daily login bonuses and a free welcome bonus. Join now for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Play Chumba Casino today. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. T&Cs apply.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe, without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything, to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you, from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
I don't know. That just seems terrifying. There's something terrifying about
Ray
that.
Ray J better watch out.
You better watch out. I agree. All right, why are you looking at me strange? You wondered where I was going with that?
No. Cassie is the star witness in the whole thing, and her whole testimony is about how there were like beatings
abusive
and drug-fueled prostitutes. That's why it's the whole sex trafficking thing. And it's all going back to like what a like monster
like
how
Diddy is. He forced her to do these things.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's a key piece of evidence, that video.
Suge Knight's not eligible for parole until 2034.
I mean, he ran over a fatal hit and run. He ran over a dude. You saw it.
He probably deserves to be there.
All right, when we come back, it's Game Show Wednesday. Since we just played it, we haven't played this game in a while.
All right.
Let's play Who Hit It First.
Okay.
We'll do that next. 800-636-1067. We got the $100 gift card to give away and tickets to go see comedian Ian Bagg. 800-636-1067. We're the Junkies. Coming right back.
Oh, it's such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no. I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.